You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Wisconsin and beyond. I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Tuesday, everybody. We got a packed show per huge for y'all today. It is Tuesday, so at 2:30, we got Yes Chef with Adam Pavlak. I'm so excited to be joined by Chef Pavlak again because we're going to be talking about how to make your dollars stretch at the grocery store. Prices are coming down, but those pesky grocery chains, man, they still want to give it to you. So Chef Adam and I will have a chat about that. Your ideas will be welcome as well. We'll have a great conversation at 2:30, 3 p.m. It is Millionaires Time. The UN kicking off today, an incredible discussion about global wealth and equity. My special guest is Kitty Richards, strategic senior advisor at Groundwork Collaborative. She actually worked at the U.S. Treasury. Very impressive. Also worked at the D.C. Fiscal Policy Institute. We're going to continue specifically our discussion about what is, in my opinion, one of the greatest modern policy debates in American history. And that is the 2025 tax policy debate with the Trump billionaire and rich corporation tax cuts of 2017 rolling off the books in 2017. Rolling off the books next year. The question falls to all of us in how we choose to vote this November. How do we want our tax system organized? Do we want it organized to benefit working people in the middle class, or do we want to continue to give away our nation's wealth to millionaires and billionaires and the richest corporations? And again, people, we're not talking about folks just like you that might be trying to save a little to help your kids go to college without debt, to buy a home, their first house, or maybe even leave a little to them so that things aren't so hard. We're talking about the really rich, and frankly, the fact that Donald Trump only cares about his billionaire and multi-multi-millionaire buddies and cares not a whit for the middle class. That'll be at 3 o'clock. And then at 3:30, I am really privileged and humbled and very excited to have someone super close to the Civic Media family, producer Jess's dad, Neil Plotkin. He is apparently a glutton for punishment and the Democratic cause because yep. Neil ran for state Senate in 2020 against female Darth Vader, Alberta
yep.
Darling.
Yep. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yeah. You're going to have a great conversation.
Bless you, Neil.
Yeah. My father is an incredible man.
And it's so nice to have a dad on. I know you love your dad. I talk about my pops a lot on the air. So I'm really, thank you, Jess. And thank you to Neil for agreeing to join us here on The Maggie Dawn Show. You can hear from Neil Plotkin at 3:30 why the heck he wanted to run in one of the most gerrymandered state legislative races in the country in 2020. So much to talk about with Neil. And of course, today is yet another chance for you to win in Civic Media's Go for the Greener Gold Text to Win contest. Dom's going to have that secret word of the hour for you in the 4 o'clock hour, so get your phones ready. I'll also say this. Get your phones. Get your voice memo app ready. Get your pens and papers ready. Because in this first half an hour, I have some bones to pick with some very powerful people. Federal judges. Catholic bishops. I'm going to name names and give you their phone numbers because I'm going to be calling them because I'm ticked off and I think they need to hear from you. Because what I want to talk about this half hour is abortion. And I think we need to keep talking about abortion and reproductive choice and women's health care. And these issues don't just matter to women, they matter to all of us. And I feel compelled to talk about it today because I cannot stand by and listen to Donald Trump and J.D. Vance out of one side of their mouth take credit for stripping civil rights away from half of the population, proudly. And out of the other side of their mouth act like they care about women and families. So let's listen to the former MAGA president's words just earlier this week. I think it was just yesterday, in fact. Because I can't believe what is stumbling out of his mouth. It is nonsense. It is offensive. And I will remind you of a few of the headlines that have come out over the last 2 weeks that make not only what he's saying a lie, an offensive one, a dangerous one, but ultimately language that is so detached from reality that it makes it clear that, again, on this issue as well, the man is unfit to be president. Let's take a listen to this first cut.
And all they can talk about is abortion. That's all they talk about. And it really no longer pertains because we've done something on abortion that nobody thought was possible. And I give those three brilliant, if you think about it, and it's six, but the three that we put in, but six brilliant justices of the United States Supreme Court, a tremendous hand for their intelligence, but also for their courage. It took a lot of courage to do so.
Yeah, it takes a lot of courage to strip rights away from people, to impose your religious views on half of the population, regardless of their religious freedoms or beliefs, to tell families how they can or cannot get pregnant. And folks, if you think the damage is done, it's not. Federal judges keep making decisions that further and further erode women's basic rights and families, couples' basic rights to decide how and when they want to start a family. And a major decision with massive repercussions came down this past Monday. I'm going to tell you about it because it was brought by the Catholic Benefits Association in the Diocese of Bismarck, North Dakota. So this is the Catholic Church marching into a federal court loaded with Trump-appointed judges who have the most extreme religious beliefs. And all of this, of course, under this guise of religious freedoms. I mean, when did we hit this weird tipping point where the religious views of some get to oppress others who don't share their religious beliefs? It's like, I thought religious freedom meant that we each get to do our own thing and that the government doesn't, you know, tell people which religions are better than others. Pick their favorite religions, their winner religions. I thought that was actually the point here. Turns out it's not. But the former president went on.
Unfortunately, yes.
Or fortunately, because again, every time he speaks, it seems like we hear a little bit more of what is actually happening.
That's now, true.
I didn't plan on talking about this, but I think I'm going to anyways. And that is, I had one partner in my life that actually laid hands on me. And I'm a big, strong lady. And it came out of nowhere. I was shocked, like stunned beyond belief. And I remember some of the things that this guy said afterwards. And part of what he said to me was, not only I'm sorry and that'll never happen again, but I am the guy. I will always stand up for you, Maggie. I'll always be the one that protects you. And I was like, I don't need your protection. Mm-mm. You're actually the danger to me. And your words won't belie the danger that you pose to me. And I never reported him. I share this simply to say this happens. And I guarantee you, every single one of you out there know a woman who's been abused, who's been physically hit or mentally manipulated by partners. And Donald Trump is the abusive partner to every single woman in America. And he uses the language of abusers to try to brainwash all of us and every man that loves any woman into accepting the abuse that he and the MAGA cult deals out to women and families every day. Let's listen.
You will be protected and I will be your protector. Women.
And they have the audacity to cheer.
It's a cult.
It's a cult.
That is the language of an abuser. You aren't a protector of anyone, Donald Trump, except for your own self-interest. And he went on.
At long last, this national nightmare that we're going through will be over. Women will be happy, healthy, confident, and free. You will no longer be thinking about abortion because it is now where it always had to be, with the states and with the vote of the people.
I wonder. I wonder if Amber Nicole Thurman feels happy and free. I wonder if Candy Miller feels happy and free. These are women that died due to Georgia's draconian abortion ban, which I will call the Trump abortion ban. He helped kill these women. How dare you? His language is sickening. It is gaslighting. It is the language of an abuser. He deserves to be nowhere near the White House. We're going to talk more about this and the role that the Catholic Church in these United States has to play in this abomination. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. More coming up after these important messages. Telling these tears go and fall away, oh. May the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose, yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves. Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about abortion because I cannot believe the lies that continue to get told by Donald Trump and J.D. Vance to Americans. It's just ridiculous. Women will be happy. You'll no longer be thinking about abortion.
Right, because it's not an option.
It's just so stupid. I'm going to be thinking about abortion until it is enshrined in this nation's laws.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? That's when I'll stop thinking about abortion, Donald. You think somebody might want to pass him a message? And the harms keep coming. Two women have died in Georgia. A young woman in South Carolina spent 22 freaking days in jail because she had a miscarriage. And by the way, she had a miscarriage when abortion was still legal in the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, what? she was threatened with felony charges. The grand jury, whoever was on that grand jury for Miss Marsh in South Carolina, God bless you for refusing to indict a young woman who had a miscarriage. If you want to read the coverage on that, go read CNN's story. I could barely get through it.
That is linked in yesterday's podcast for the first hour. It will be linked again in today's podcast. Those are always available at civicmedia.us.
Thanks for keeping me always leading people to where they can find more information, Jess. I appreciate you. But I wanted to share with you this decision that dropped on Monday. A federal judge in North Dakota issued an injunction on Monday blocking the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission from protecting any employees of basically almost any Catholic church or Catholic organization who seek time off from work or any reasonable accommodation under the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, and who seek this time off if they need to seek in vitro fertilization treatments or an abortion. So even in states where these things are legal, the Catholic Church has sued to refuse to allow employees to take any time off. And U.S. District Judge Daniel Traynor, a Trump appointee, issued what I can only call a religious invective of a decision on Monday, granting this preliminary injunction. It doesn't just prevent the EEOC from requiring time off. It also reaches to Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and it is broad, very broad. Here's what the guy wrote. It is a precarious time for people of religious faith in America. The repeated illegal and unconstitutional administrative actions against one of the founding principles of our country, the free exercise of religion. What are you talking about? What about the free exercise of individuals, of workers, of women who happen to be employed by a Catholic-related agency or the church itself? That's not a precondition to employment because that would be religious discrimination.
Last I checked.
This challenge to religious liberty is a reminder of the danger of government action that is clearly anti-religion or pro-religion, Judge Traynor. What?
Yeah, there are other religions.
This is my point exactly. And so let me just say this. The Pope, about a week and a half ago, said that the two choices for president were both, you had to choose between two evils. No, sir. We live in a secular democracy. If you don't know how democracies work, maybe you should educate yourself before wading into this foray. Maybe, sir, you should acknowledge the fact that other religions like the Jewish faith and people who do not subscribe to your version of Christianity or Catholicism don't believe that abortion is immoral. And he quoted from Bishop Carey, who, by the way, isn't the bishop in North Dakota or for the Archdiocese of Bismarck. He's a bishop from Oregon. Why this guy was getting quoted, God only knows. And in the decision, he said this: the church cannot accommodate or facilitate immoral infertility, quote, treatments, that is in quotes, that deprive children of being conceived through the loving act of their partners, as opposed to technicians in a lab, or destroy, quote, excess embryos created in the process of artificial reproduction. This is the extreme. This is the abortion ban, the IVF ban of J.D. Vance and Donald Trump and the Catholic Church and those that believe that the religions of people who happen to sit as judges or justices on our courts get to trample on the religious viewpoints of others. That's not democracy. Let me give you some phone numbers. Judge Traynor, who wrote this religious invective posing as legal analysis, his number is 701-530-2360. Be respectful, but if you feel like it, voice your disagreement. 701-530-2360. That's Judge Traynor. How about Bishop Carey? Be respectful, but voice your disagreement. 541-388-4004. And folks, lest you think that this is some far-flung problem, Milwaukee Archbishop Jerome Listecki sits on the board of the Catholic Benefits Association that was one of the plaintiffs in this case that is seeking to ban fair treatment under the law for IVF. Go call Archbishop Listecki and tell him what you think. Be respectful, be kind. 414-769-3300. That is 414-769-3300. Tell the Archbishop what you think. We're going to turn the page here on the Maggie Dawn Show. When we come back, we'll be talking a little bit about how to make your paycheck stretch at the grocery store here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
What's up, Wisconsin and beyond? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Tuesday, and it is 2:30. And that means it is time for our weekly segment, Yes, Chef, with Chef Adam Pavlak, owner and operator of Egg and Flour. Welcome back, Chef Adam. Great to have you.
How are you doing?
I'm good, friend. You're on the East Coast, are you?
Not quite. I'm just not in Milwaukee right now.
Well, safe travels to you, sir, wherever you are. Everybody, we're talking with Chef Adam today about how to make your dollars stretch at the grocery store. If we've got time, we may get into what I call balling on a budget. How to host a fabulous party without breaking the bank. If we don't get there today, we always got next week with Chef Adam. Let's just jump right in. Oh, and folks, if you've got great money-saving tips for listeners, you want to ask Chef or I a question, of course, we welcome you to join our show today. How do you save money at the grocery store? 855-752-4842. But let's jump right in. Chef Adam, you have to provision for your restaurant. You've had to do this for dinners that people hire you to put on. And so trying to get it right and make money work at the grocery store is something I would think that you're a bit of an expert at.
Yeah, I mean, food costs has always been a big problem in the restaurant and being a chef and whatever. And that's before, you know, this is years and years and years go back. It's always been an issue. It's always one of the three things that you plan when you're doing a business plan or when you have a restaurant or even if you have a food truck or you have a menu. I think if you're purchasing food and reselling it, you need to know what it costs and you need to know how to resell it and also how to save money while doing that.
Yeah, it's
specifically at a grocery store, you know, there's so many different things you can do.
Yeah, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt, Adam. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I was just gonna, and I want people to come in and tell me because, you know, I don't shop at a grocery store maybe as often as the normal person out there that's shopping for a family or that's how they get their food and not going out to eat all the time. So I will take some tips too, but I do some of my good ones that I do always say is make a list. And this is what I do when I'm doing the private dinners or whatever, or if I'm ordering for the restaurant, is you always make your list and your game plan of what you think you need, what you absolutely need, and then maybe throwing one or two like wants on there. But having a list and not going in there and just going crazy, because I think we've all became part of the trap, you know, of buying things or throwing things in the cart that we don't need or that we know that we're not going to use, or maybe we just want it on the way home in the car. So I'm not saying don't do that, but not all the time, you know. So having a list and a game plan is one of my number one things.
Yeah, I am a religious list maker for grocery shopping, and I'm almost embarrassed to admit this to you, Chef Adam. I separate it by like group, you know. I start with produce and I put my vegetables in one category.
For sure.
Right. And then it's meats and dairy. And then the last things I have on my list, kind of speaking to your point about budgeting and knowing what you need, absolutely what you might want to get. And then what are the sort of fun things, the fun stuff, the stuff on the inside of the grocery store, as I like to call it. That's all last, yeah. Right? Like that, the pre-made stuff is always last.
Of course.
I always try to get my proteins and my dairy and my starches and the veggies and the fruits first. And the other thing for me is I'm often thinking about, hey, what is the shelf life here? Do I need this today? Or do I actually, am I going to use this in a few days? Because we waste so much food here in the United States. It's like epidemic levels. We throw so much out.
Yeah, I think they say it's somewhere between like 40 and 50% of groceries that are bought in the U.S. end up like in a landfill.
Oh my gosh. That is just so sad.
Crazy, you know, and that, yeah, and that's a mat, and that's, you know, that could be a food that goes to waste because it's not being used and it's spoiled. It can also be of people that are making food and then it's being tossed away. So it's just good to be able to like go through everything, especially fresh stuff that you have, and maybe just say, hey, this might not be the number one choice for dinner or lunch that I would like today, but just remember, you know, maybe it'll be better to just use it instead of throw it away. And my next thing on my list kind of contradicts my first thing by having a list or whatever. But I think it also will help maybe change a little bit on your list is buy things that are on sale, because they're not always because they're old or that they're going rotten. It just might be the producer where that product is coming from has a price break or something like that. And you could swap for something in your ingredient list where maybe cauliflower is more expensive than broccoli, but broccoli's on sale or something.
Right.
And you want to switch out your ingredients for whatever recipe you're doing.
That's the other thing,
so,
Chef.
Kind of different than the list, but
yeah, that I do a lot of is if I look at a recipe and it's got some fancy Nancy spice or something, I will immediately check the interwebs to be like, what can I use that does not require me to buy like an ounce of this fancy Nancy spice, which I now have to buy an entire jar of, which now has cost me $8 and I may never use again, or I'll use it in 3 years. And in that time, the spice has gone stale. So I look for lower cost substitutions. And with the internet now, and also like really good basic cookbooks, I mean, you'll laugh at me, but I still have that gosh darn red plaid Betty Crocker cookbook that my mom gave me when I went to college, because it has all kinds. It's the for real deal, right? It'll tell you the measurement substitutions, like ingredient substitutions, all kinds of cool stuff. I love that thing. It's great for trying to cost cut around the edges.
Yes, totally. There also is a certain amount of recipes that you could switch out for different ingredients that, you know, stretch better or are better for your pantry in general. Some people might say, like, this is all preference, but there is some things if you're not super, super healthy or you're not looking for all these fancy ingredients that could also stretch or last for multiple meals, or could actually be shelf stable and go into different ingredients or different recipes as well.
Yep. Give us a couple examples, Chef. What are a couple of your favorites that stretch?
Well, you know me, I'm always going to stock your pantry with dry pasta for sure. Goes into the grocery store list always. I feel like I'm always grabbing different shapes of pasta. for different things, whether it's soup, whether it's making pasta, whether it's just something to have for to have as a good starch. I say potatoes are really, really great. There's so many different things that you can do with them, even as a main meal, for a snack or using for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. We obviously know some of the basic ones are going to be, you know, like breakfast potatoes or shredding for hash brown, stuff like that. Or let's say you're getting, you want to do a little bit more healthier lunch, and I do a healthy loaded baked potato as well. Think about. It's tough for me because I always want to do, you know, the butter, sour cream, cheese, but maybe.
You're a chef, brother.
Yeah, it's okay. I get away with those excuses, you know. I think a lot of this, too, would be going to, like, a butcher shop and having some food or having your meat kind of broken down there.
Yeah.
Or getting help, like, how to break down the larger pieces of meat that you're not buying, you know, two chicken breasts that are perfectly cleaned or whatever it is. As I say, like, have your butcher be like your best friend.
Yeah, get to know your butcher. I think that's a great piece of advice. The other thing is, I do not like, I try to avoid loading up my freezer with proteins because proteins can get freezer burned. So I'm trying to buy, like, thinking about it, and especially, and listen, people that live in areas where you got to travel a little bit more to get to your grocery store, this doesn't work as well. And you got to think about how long stuff is going to last. But I'm trying to buy things for 2 or 3 days, not 2 weeks, right? So that I'm throwing less out. And again, trying not to load up the freezer with a ton of protein and then I forget what's there and then I'm buying the same thing again, just to try to avoid that over purchasing. The other thing that I tend to do, Chef Adam, is I stay away from what I'm going to call the semi-prepared food, okay? And the semi-prepared food that I mean are things like the already marinated chicken breasts. Folks, put any salad dressing you got at home on your chicken breast, bingo, bango, you're set, right? Like,
a little bit of seasoning.
Yeah, you're good to go. I try to avoid buying a ton of salad dressings because, again, oil and acid, some seasonings, bingo, bango, you got a salad dressing and it's got way less preservatives in it and I guarantee it'll taste better. Things like, you know, like, those kinds of things, it shaves a little bit off and every penny ends up helping. When you think about preparing for like a particular meal, Adam, what these days pops to mind as your most affordable proteins or vegetables as people are trying to think about a couple of family meals for the week?
Yeah, so like I said, I'm always a fan of the potatoes. I'm always a fan of chicken. You know, I don't mind the frozen seafood, like frozen shrimp and stuff like that.
Yes.
People say, oh, that's really, really expensive. But if you're putting in something that can stretch, I do like the, you know, the bigger packs of the pork and stuff like that. Because if you can use it for different meals, I was going to say I throw in there is, you know, I am a huge fan of the rotisserie chicken. Like that is like could be someone's savior. If you can break it down and shred it and use it in so many ways, that could be a $6.99 dream that could get you, you know, three meals. If you live by yourself, that's a really good one. You know, not everyone is always cooking just for a family. We got to think about the people that are like, hey, I don't want to buy a 4-pack of chicken breasts that's going to be that I have to cook and do the cleaning and all this stuff. Get that rotisserie chicken and make, you know, everything from chicken salad sandwich to making, you know, a dip or something for lunch or doing something a little bit healthier or some kind of tacos or you're making, you know, a grilled cheese with shredded chicken or just eating it on its own is great or on top of a Cobb salad or a salad in general or making a wrap. I mean, the rotisserie chicken is number one.
I love the rotisserie chicken and it's cheaper than if you buy the pre-cooked chicken breasts. It's cheaper than if you buy the already cooked and shredded chicken because you can do all those things. The rotisserie chicken, Chef Adam, I don't think I have made a chicken salad at home from anything but a rotisserie chicken in years because I'm like, I don't have to cook up this whole bird. I just can use the rotisserie and get right to the mixing up the good stuff for my chicken salad. I love it as a hack. Cam from Appleton, excuse me, texting in that he loves his local ethnic food stores and can often find really great deals at ethnic food stores. I think he's right on the nose with that. I love the huge bags of rice. I can often stumble upon some cheap produce, ask somebody, well, what do you do with that? and then all of a
sudden, definitely. I like that's the best
thing.
Too.
Yeah, that is the best thing. Folks, I'm talking to Chef Adam Pavlak. He's the owner-operator of Egg and Flour. Of course, the guy's going to tell us to get some good dried pasta for our shelves. I always have a number of pastas around. Never know when I'm going to need one of those. We're going to come back with some ideas about hosting. I call it balling on a budget, how to have a great holiday party, Super Bowl party, football party without breaking the bank. Here on the Civic Media Radio Network, you got ideas, questions, why don't you join us? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. How do you make your dollars stretch when you've got folks coming over for the weekend? I'm Maggie Dawn. We'll be back with more in just a few moments here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are in the 2:30 block on a Tuesday, and so it is our weekly segment, Yes Chef, with Chef Adam Pavlak, owner and operator of Egg and Flour in the Milwaukee area. He's joining us via phone today as he is on the road. Welcome back, Adam. So glad to have you. Today we're talking about how to make your paycheck stretch at the grocery store. And I love having people over. So I wanted to chat with you, Adam, a little bit about what I'm calling balling on a budget, how to host your friends without breaking the bank. Because it's hosting people and celebrating with food and some drinks, whether it's around a sporting event or a big life event or just because we all need to get together, is something that connects us all. And yet it can be really intimidating for people and incredibly expensive. And I could think of no one better than to brainstorm with us and the listeners about how to host people and make it work so that again, we're not forcing ourselves to go broke when we want to have some of our friends and family over. If you are listening and you've got great hosting tips or other tips on how to make your dollars work at the grocery store, give us a call or text at 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. So, Adam, I wanted to kick this off by asking you, do you have, as a chef, a favorite kind of party that you like to host when you get together with your friends? Or are you so sick of making food and dealing with everybody's wants and desires that you're like, screw it, let's just meet at a bar?
You know, it could go both ways, and I guess it depends on the event. But I will say, I don't want people to think that this is like deteriorating from what we're talking about, but I have no problem throwing a party where you actually make your guests bring everything. I'm such a fan of the potluck. And then if someone doesn't like what the other people brought, they can eat what they like.
Yeah, it is a sort of all-purpose party solve. The potluck is in the great Wisconsin tradition of parties. I don't know anybody.
Don't have it a mystery potluck. You want to know that everyone's covering all the bases.
Yes, that's what I do. Like, we need three on the app category. We get three in the mains, three in the desserts. And three, I don't know if you are, for my friends that can't really make anything, I'm like, you're on chips and salsa duty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or Or if you want to really help and really make your party plane easy, is you say, hey, we need disposable plates, napkins, yes, and silverware so that no one has to do dishes. So then just bring packs of those.
Yep. There is a way to host that can make it work for everybody. I love the potluck. One of my friends does a soup exchange party, which I think is really cool. And the way that she does this is she gets cupcake tins, right? And everybody ladles a mini ladle into the cupcake holder, right? The disposable one. So you can try each of the soups. She makes a couple of loaves of bread. She's got a big old bread maker. And then basically people get to exchange soups. You bring your own Tupperware. It's really fun. Very cool thing for the fall. We usually do it around a football game or two.
That's great. Yeah. I think we were talking about this too. I think the buffet or build your own style could also go a long way, whether it's like a chili bar or maybe it's like build your own pizzas or something. If you get some, even if, it might not be the best of the best, but maybe the pre-made, crust, and you can get some ingredients and people can make what they want. Or if it's something that you want to do that just goes a long way that they can build their own. I don't think it always has to be super, super fancy food.
Yeah.
Just make sure that it's prepared correctly. And maybe also just make it, what makes your party fun is make it interactive. If it's not, centered around a football game or a sporting event or a certain thing on TV or whatever, then it kind of gets people talking and saying, what do you like to put on yours or what have you done or things like that? Or you start the base of something and then you let people bring, super extra things where it's like, hey, I brought these crazy hot sauces because I like that. Or, hey, I brought something that I like to add to the bar or the buffet or whatever. I'm a huge fan of family style.
Yeah.
Huge fan of, platters of food, stuff like that, where it's not like it has to be super fancy plated out for all your friends and family.
Yeah, I think people can get intimidated by it when you think of it that way. But there's lots of ways to crack this egg, pun intended, for hosting. I can't help but to pick up on, you mentioned hot sauces. I'm embarrassed and proud. I don't know if it's possible to be both of those things at the same time.
For
embarrassed
sure.
and proud to note that I carry around hot sauce in my purse.
Of course you do.
I mean, come on, man.
Of course you do.
Like, you don't want to be caught without the good hot sauce. You know what I'm saying?
What hot sauce are you rocking? Is that going to go? Is that a sponsor thing, or can you tell us?
It's not, but I should call them up and be like, hey, I'll talk about your hot sauce more. I am a huge fan of Marie's hot sauce from Belize.
Okay.
It's where it originated from. There's about six different iterations. The OG version is amazing, but they also have a super de duper hot one. Chef Adam, when we finally break bread together, I will bring you some Marie's.
So are you just carrying around a normal bottle, or is it one of those little keychain styles where you get a few drops of it?
Brother, it is a normal size bottle. I mean, come on, man.
That is amazing.
Can't be messing around.
That's hilarious. There's the people that are carrying the packets of A1 sauce with a little keychain style of thing.
We got to leave it there, Chef. I can't believe we're out of time. He'll be back next week in the 2:30 slot. That's Chef Adam Pavlak, owner-operator of Egg and Flour. Every Tuesday, we talk about food and hanging out and having fun. And apparently, my strange obsession with Marie's hot sauce, carrying around a normal-sized bottle in my handbag. Thanks, Adam. Safe travels, my friend.
Thanks so much.
Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're back with Maggie and the Millionaires talking money after news, weather, and sports at the top of the hour.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.